Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Oh, I just wanted to break it to everybody that unfortunately we are unable to do the hour shows like we had planned because, well, I'm not even going to go into it. I'm just going to say, unfortunately, SC Wally can't do an hour show right now for undisclosed reasons. But that doesn't mean we can't have a kick-ass show like we used to. Like, we are still going to have a kick-ass show like we always do on SCU and Wally on MSL Radio. I am SCU, as always, joining me, the Miss Casey Wallach. How was your weekend, Casey? What did you do this weekend?
This weekend, I was doing a lot of work, so that's not too exciting. But, yeah, it was just a, you know, relaxed weekend. I think you probably had a better weekend than I did, but... You know, you're Steven Gronker, so, you know, what can't expect less than that, so.
Yeah, well, Steven Gronker didn't come out as big as he did last weekend, but it was still a fun weekend. I got to see my father, went to New York City, met some nice people. I had a great time. But, as I always say, it's back to the old grind. So, I was so busy this weekend, I honestly could not follow up on sports. So, I was thankful to have Casey here. Helping me out with this. So today, I'm calling today, I know tomorrow's Casey Wallach Tuesday, but I'm calling today the Casey Wallach Show with SCU. And the first topic for today that Casey has is State of the Jets Packers financial reports. What's up with that?
All right, well, it's State of the Jets. The Packers financial reports is something separate. But State of the Jets is, they're kind of having a little bit of a rough week. Obviously, last week we had the whole Sheldon Richardson thing. You know, we talked about it on Friday. The only thing I've got is, like, some of his quotes now, you know, updates on what he said since we did the show on Friday and what, you know, the head coach, Todd Bowles, has said. You know, he said, he was quoted on Friday saying, like, after my suspension, that was just one bad night. I thought it would be fun to show my family members something they never rode in a car like that before. I let the organization down, simple as that. Must improve decision making. I'm not afraid to say that. This is a wake up call. I wasn't smart again. He kept saying I made a bad decision, not informing the team. I didn't want to get in trouble. I just denied it. He's still saying that he's been clean. He's still clean, if you believe it or not. I don't really believe it. I'm not sure what, you know, it's just, because he's violated the substance abuse policy at least three times. And actually now, you know, he's in violation of the, you know, personal conduct policy because he didn't inform the Jets. You know, nobody knew it, not even his parents or anything. But so head coach Todd Bowles, you know, suspects Richardson was in denial, and he said, you know, you lose a lot of trust in that player when they do stuff like that, and he hasn't been smart, and he hasn't been clear in the head. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, because he is a very talented defensive end, so that'll be interesting. And then we've got rookie wide receiver Devin Smith broke three ribs and punctured his lung in a collision Friday. So he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. It's unfortunate, obviously, because he's a rookie and, you know, he want everybody to have this time to, you know, get familiar with everything on the team. But, and then defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson is also a very talented defensive end. Tweaked his hamstring and left practice early. I don't know. It's just like, Jets just can't get a break, it seems like. They spoke to guard Evan Mathis, you know, who's a free agent from Philly, but the price was too high. So, and yeah, it's just, I don't know, I just feel bad, like, for Jets sometimes. Because, like, they just can't, they haven't gotten a good shake in a long time. Like, everybody's obviously very excited about their defense improving, you know, with getting Revis and all this stuff and Cromartie, but, yeah, it's been a rough one for the Jets. So that's the same. Just had to
Everything's wrong with the Jets at this point. You know, they do have a lot of problems. They have for a long time, and this just adds to it. So, and like we said, state of the Jets. You also have a state of the Packers, but things are good for Packers. Mm-hmm. So what is with the state of the Packers? Let's hear about this.
Okay. All right. Well, state of the Packers is pretty good, obviously. But I guess I saw something that was I thought was interesting. It was on, like, the Monday Morning Quarterback on SI.com, and it was basically talking about how the Packers, you know, annual financial report, like, is the only way really that you can find into the – get a little insight into the NFL business side, like, and how the NFL is doing, I guess, as a business, which obviously, I mean, we know, like, that it's doing very well, I mean, because of ratings and everything like that. But since the Packers are the only publicly held franchise, their financial report is, like, the only way you kind of get to see the NFL's books. So there's just, like, a lot. I mean, the numbers are staggering on some of the stuff. And it's, I mean, obviously the NFL's never been more prosperous. The brand is, like, continuing to just gain more and more strength. Despite all the crises and controversies that have gone on in the past, you know, year or so, like with the domestic violence scandals, you know, questions of leadership, you know, throughout the organization, i.e. Roger Goodell, the Deflategate, whatever, and just, yeah, it's just that integrity issues and all this stuff. I mean, but it's like, it just shows, like, that as fans, we really kind of do compartmentalize all of the controversy to one side and our love of watching football and, you know, our favorite athletes compete in, you know, America's game, if you will, like every weekend is on another side. And so I just find that interesting. The revenue for the Packers, at least the past 3 years, has jumped like 25%. And last year the revenue went like up 16% from $324 million to $335 million. And, yeah, I mean, the profit's obviously going up, too. You know, that, like, the – and then you've got the league distribution stuff, which where each team basically got based because of, you know, the stuff that was collectively bargained for, each team got $226.4 million. Just – even before, like, they walk in and turn the lights on, like, to go to work, like, they have $226.4 million. And it's just, you know, like, with that going up, and the cap only rose 7%, the league distribution went up 17%. I don't know if, like, I don't know, I'm kind of, like, this kind of stuff just makes me wonder, like, should the cap go up at a higher rate, or just let it go at the current rate, and you just keep putting the profits into enhancing your facilities or the owner's pockets or whatever. But, yeah, it's just I think probably the most interesting thing is just how staggeringly, like, the NFL continues to grow even with all this stuff going on all the time. So that's kind of, like, where my takeaways from it. But, yeah, it's pretty like, I don't know, I find this stuff interesting. I just think the whole compartmentalizing thing is one of those things, like, that we really – can separate, you know, all the other stuff off the field from stuff on the field, and, like, yeah. So that's kind of state of the Packers.
All right. State of the Jets, state of the Packers, brought to you by Casey Wallach, who probably works as hard as me with her job and, of course, her deal over here at MSL. Thank you, Casey, for the state of the Packers, state of the Jets franchise. Oh, that was awesome.
Okay, anyway. But another thing about the Packers, Aaron Rodgers had this amazing throw at training camp. And, like, I just keep watching it. I'm like, this guy is the man. I don't know. Did you see the video here, Steven, or no?
No, I was just going to tell you. You should send me a link to the video. I want to check it out.
Okay, I will.
When I picture this, all I can think of is Brady making a one-handed catch from Julian Edelman for the touchdown. But
yeah.
I know that's obviously not it's Packers, not the Patriots. No.
Right, yeah, no, what Rodgers did was he was, like, 45 yards out, and he threw a deep ball into, like, this small hoop with a, you know, with a net on it, and it was just, like, this beautiful rainbow catch and just went right in. Like, it was great. I mean, it's, like, I mean, only this guy could, like, do this kind of stuff, man. It's just, I don't know. I was watching, I was, like, smiling from ear to ear. I said I'm so proud to be a Packers fan. So yeah, I'll get you a link to that.
Word. Can't wait to check out this video. And it's always a good time to be a Packers fan. It's always been. Like, this Packers have Hall of Fame coming up, you know, the wazoo. And, like, every mm-hmm. player that goes to the Packers winds up succeeding, no matter what year it is.
Yeah.
You're just going to put that out there. But.
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely.
Yeah. We are officially done with Football is Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. And
yes.
I am so happy to say that. There are no more Sundays without live football until, like, February 13th, 2016. February 13th, 14th, I don't remember. I think it's the 14th, because Super Bowl is the 7th. No more live football every Sunday from now until February 14th, 2016.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Soon enough we're going to know the basketball schedule. We already know the hockey schedule, so. Man, wait until October. Things are going to be crazy. I know it's that one day of the year where all four major sports are in.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, baseball in the World Series, but, you know, everything's going to be up, and I think it's, like, around Halloween. So I'm very excited. No more football Sundays until February, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back. I do have something to say, but this is still the Casey Wallach show. But it's SU and Wally on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen on Twitter.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a lime and light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
want what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
People want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz, so you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end it like this.
No,
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, this is your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here! The time is now!
Yeah.
The three sides have aligned once again. Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you, Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
If you're not pumped for football, you're going to want to be. MSL. It's not official yet, but it looks like we're about to start our own fantasy league.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not going to join. I don't know anything about fantasy league, and honestly, I have no time for fantasy league. But this is going to be fun to see how it all works out. And all. Casey, if you know anything about fantasy league, you're more welcome to, you know, hop on the fantasy league for MSL.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it. I'm excited. I know it takes a little bit of time, but, like, it's, I don't know, it's fun. I think, like, we're all kind of pretty competitive, on MSL, so just because, you know, that's just how we are. I mean, we're trying to, you know, we all want to succeed and do great things, and one of those things can sometimes be, like, winning your fantasy league and stuff, and we all like to talk smack to each other sometimes, so.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
it's all fun and games when we talk so much to each other. It's not like, you know, we go out or anything, but it's fun. It is fun, of course. But we're not here to talk football anymore. That was then. This is now. Ronda Rousey is a bad. I'm allowed to say this on radio. Ronda Rousey is a badass. I was I was out Friday night with my father at a bar, and I was watching the news from New Jersey, and this girl gets in Ronda Rousey's face. I didn't hear what she's saying, but she's mouthing to Rousey. All I see in her lips are, "You're going down," or something like that.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey's just sitting there, like, you know, fisted up and everything. And I'm like, this girl does not know what she's getting herself into. And obviously, I was right. This girl got knocked out in 34 seconds. What? 34 seconds? That's not Ronda Rousey's best fight, but 34 seconds. Like, yo, this girl is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, she was... it was incredible. Like, it was tremendous, incredible. Everything you can think of. And
man, I can't wait to see her next fight. Like, honestly, I'm gonna have to watch out for this girl, because all she does is kick ass. Like,
yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, and her, like, hand speed and coordination in this fight, like, when she was really going at Kreia, like, was just really impressive. And first of all, I need to give a shout out to Johnny on Periscope for allowing me and 3,000 other people to see the fight live without having to actually pay for it.
Word.
So
that's,
I got to do
cool.
that. Yeah.
Shout out to Johnny for helping out Casey save. I don't know how much the fight was. Whatever. You helped Casey save money. That's what I'm trying to say. My morning fix my words, as I always do. So, shout out to Johnny. Way to go, man. You're the MVP for that. So, Ronda Rousey is kicking ass, and Russell Wilson is getting paid.
Yeah.
4 years, $87.6 million. Now, somebody told me this weekend he does not deserve that money. Can I say that he doesn't deserve that money? No. Russell Wilson deserves that money. maybe not the 87.6, maybe a little bit less because he didn't win the Super Bowl. But if he was a repeat champion like he should have been, that money is like that is the perfect amount of money for him.
Yeah, but if you think about it, Steven, up to this point, he's only made $2.1 million with the Seahawks, and he's taken them to two Super Bowls. You know, I mean, so I think, like, I think the numbers are, you know, ridiculous, but every player is getting paid more and more. Like, you know, we'll see even bigger numbers when it comes to Andrew Luck. Like, and so I think part of this, like, I don't have a huge problem with it because, like I said, he's only made $2.1 million, and he's, you know, obviously perform like somebody who's worth a lot more than $2.1 million to a franchise. So I think part of this money, you can kind of look at, I guess it's kind of the way I'm looking at it is like it's like kind of back pay or, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's like a $30 million signing bonus, $60 million guaranteed. And that, I mean, that's a lot of guaranteed money. That's like, and Ndamukong Suh got $60 million guaranteed. And yeah, it's just, I mean, he's earned every. I mean, I'm not going to say that, but it makes you wonder. Then, you know, how if they're going to have money to pay, you know, guys like Cam Chancellor, who he's one of my favorite players, defensive players in the league, and he's kind of holding out because he wants more money. And then Michael Bennett also on defense, he's holding out. So, and that defense kind of is also what makes the Seahawks so good because, I mean, Wilson's great and everything, but that defense does carry a big part of that load for that team. So it'll be interesting to see if they get, you know, their deals done because, you know, Jimmy Graham's like the highest paid tight end and everything in the league. So, yeah, we'll see what they do there at the Seahawks. But Cam Chancellor, when you come to the Packers, though, well, you can come right on over, buddy.
Is he the one? I know there was a guy for the Seahawks holding out. Was it Cam Chancellor?
Yeah. Cam Chancellor and Bennett right now are kind of holding out.
Yeah, but Chancellor, I feel like Kit Chancellor is the bigger problem for the Seahawks. This guy is amazing. Like, they better do something with him. But this, I tell you, this the Legion of Boom is already have gone.
Right.
Probably, they got rid of Bennett. There's a few guys.
They didn't get rid of him. I thought Bennett's still there.
I read somewhere yesterday they had released somebody. I'm pretty sure the last name was Bennett.
Oh, okay. Maybe you heard something I didn't. Yeah.
I'll have to look into it, but I know that half of the Legion of Boom is gone. I mean, not even that. The man that ran the Legion of Boom, Dan Quinn, is gone. He's in Atlanta. So losing Kent Chancellor, his defense is going down. All they have now is basically Richard Sherman, and his numbers have been declining as well. So they need to work on. They need to work that out with Cam Chancellor. Something's wrong here.
Definitely.
So, yeah, American Pharoah is dominating the racing world. And Casey asks, why is he racing? Why is he racing? Because he's the best horse in the world of horse racing today.
I understand that. But, I mean, he's done his duty. And now, I mean, he's like, he can make the owners, you know, millions and millions of dollars more by, you know, studding it up with the fillies. And he's... You know, it's time for him to get his groove on and make some more racing horses, and that's kind of what you do after you win the Triple Crown. That's kind of like that's your next step is to just go have sex with a lot of female horses.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
I'm speechless. American Pharoah. Like, if you dominate a sport, you want to continue to dominate. And I think that's what's going on with American Pharoah. Sure, yeah, you have to eventually breed because he's an animal. Got to keep
the bloodline?
You got to keep it going. But,
yeah.
You know, this guy's doing good right now. The horse, I mean. Not the jockey. I don't know who the jockey is or anything like that. But American Pharoah's doing good. I want to, you know, give him a little more time. Maybe if he starts declining, then maybe then... You know, all right, let's go meet Mrs. Whoever, you know.
I think there's going to be multiple Mrs. Stephen. All right, yeah.
Oh, wow. I guess Casey knows a lot more about horses than I do. I guess they have a lot of female companions. I don't know. I don't pay attention to horses. All right. So Casey, right here, I have you have a update on Brady and the pets.
Well, first of all, I want to wish a happy 38th birthday to Mr. Tom Brady today. I'm sure he'd rather celebrate more so, but his wife Giselle did post a picture of him and her on the beach somewhere looking Caribbean-ish. That's not where they are right now because there's training camp going on, but, you know, with the kids and everything. But, yeah, so happy birthday, Tommy. I know you'd rather be not dealing with the Flategate, but the NFL and the NFLPA filed paperwork to speed up the case on Friday, the saga, and sooner than later, they jointly filed paperwork asking the New York judge to rule on Tom Brady's lawsuit by September 4th. And then I guess they're meeting on, I believe it's August. Brady and the NFL are, you know, meeting on August 12th and 13th or 11th and 12th, something like that, coming up. So we'll see what happens with that, or if, you know, this actually does go quickly or not. And then I don't know if you saw this picture. I thought it was pretty funny. At training camp over the weekend, they were saying, you know, like the players come kind of sign autographs for the fans and everything on the sidelines. And so Jimmy Garoppolo was signing autographs, and Tom Brady comes up behind him and signs Jimmy Garoppolo's jersey. And I don't know, I just thought it was a funny picture. Some people are offended about it, but yeah. So
I've seen a lot of funny pictures about Brady, especially after the thing came out where he smashed his phone. Apparently, does that every 8 months. We talk about this. It's BS that he does that. That they claim he does that. He doesn't do that, people. But I've seen a crazy picture. Like there was a picture, like Brady was on the phone during his jersey was said Super Bowl 42, and the meme was, I remember what he said, but he was on the phone, and it wound up being he was on the phone with the Aaron Hernandez from Super Bowl 46, and he was like, oh, now I remember what it was. He was like, so I just smashed it? And he was like, yeah, man, you'll be fine. And I was like, that's terrible, because Aaron Hernandez did something that is much worse than having knowledge of deflating balls and then smashing your phone because you're guilty. It's way more than that.
Definitely. That's pretty much it for, as far as I know, like the Brady Deflategate update. Remember J.D. McCoy's party?
Yeah, the all-female party.
Okay, well, they asked him about it at training camp, and he had some quote, and it was like, it wasn't like going to be like some whole big weird orgy thing or something, and then that's basically all he said, and then he decided he's done talking. He doesn't want to talk to anybody anymore. And they asked Rex Ryan about it, and Rex Ryan said he wasn't invited, but maybe next year. I mean, you know how Rex Ryan is. He's always kind of like just joking, and that's one of the things I like about Rex Ryan. He's just pretty just like chill and just, I don't know, I think he's funny. That was the comments on that, and let's see. And Michael Jordan apparently kicked Jimmy Butler's butt in a shooting competition over the weekend, and that was interesting. They had the NBA Africa game over the weekend, which actually was pretty cool. Like, Dikembe Mutombo and Hakeem Olajuwon played a little bit in the game, and so that was neat. Luol Deng from the Heat was co-MVP with Chris Paul. So that's cool. I mean, it was neat seeing all the players out there. I mean, it had different feels than, you know, an all-star game and and everything. So it was kind of, I'm glad that was successful for the NBA. So, yeah.
I read some about that. I was like 50. I saw something with 50 in it. I don't remember what that was about. But I know it had to do with Michael Jordan kicking, you know, someone's ass in basketball. Michael Jordan is the GOAT, ladies and gentlemen. Not LeBron James like these youngins like to think. You know, like, they obviously they don't know about MJ. But this has been SC and Wally, a.k.a. the Wally Show for today, because Casey had all the topics. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow, I should say, for Casey Wild Tuesday, and I'll have topics of my own. So until then, enjoy your day, everybody.
Yep.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.